Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Jay Skills, Juju Gotti, and Big Jerv. We got a great show for you guys today. We'll talk about why is it when a celebrity gets caught cheating, everybody loses their mind. Question was lobbed in the chat talking about Tiger Woods, of all people. So we're going to break it down for you people. Why people lose their mind when the celebrities get caught cheating. Not all celebrities, I'm going to say that right now. Also, T.I. maybe, possibly ran down on some club about some shit. We're going to get into that. And also ask what other rappers could run down on a club in their hometown and make shit happen. Also, these rap acronyms. Like, was it truly humbled under God is what Young Thug actually stands for, as his lawyer says. Is it getting too much? We'll get into that. Aaron Rodgers, is he going to come back? Is he going to do it? We got an update on the Sleeper League power rankings as the playoffs near. But first, we start news. Oh, no, wait. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra content. The live watch-alongs with Cinephobe. We're doing Action Jackson on Monday, December 4th, if you're listening to this as this podcast release. You get the special edition Cinephobe episodes. You get the OG podcast. You get the Discord. You got so much more. Make sure you're locked in. patreon.com/countthedings. It is well worth your while. And now, let's get started with the college football playoffs. Florida State, take your asses home.
Did y'all see the college football pick already?
Yeah, I just seen it. It just came across.
Talk to me. I didn't see it. What's going on?
Oh, so Bama's in over Florida State. So it's Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Bama. 1, 2, 3, 4.
How y'all feel about that? I think that's some good bump.
That's whack.
No,
that's whack. How's that whack?
Yeah, that's whack.
That's some good right there, bro.
First, let me say, I am a Florida Gator fan. So the words that are about to come out of my
when did this happen?
Yeah,
I never.
I mean, has my team been good since we've been on the pod? There's no reason for me to talk about it. I've been a Florida Gator fan since probably about like 95.
Bro, I've been knowing you since 2017. I ain't never heard you talk about the Florida Gators. I ain't never seen you post about the Florida Gators. This shit is random as hell, bro. Like, you ain't got no Florida Gator Emmitt Smith shit on. First of all,
my G, let me just make it clear, right?
How did you become a Florida Gators fan?
So all my college teams basically it's a very contrarian move. I told y'all how I became a Duke fan. I became a Florida fan because I went to the elementary school I went to, all the black kids.
You know what's coming, by the way, right?
We're Florida State fans.
Okay, keep going.
And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to be a Florida fan because I wanted to be an asshole to everybody. And I've just been a Florida fan ever since. Yeah.
But you from Philly. Right.
So like, college. I'm going to keep it a bean. Here in Philly, right? College sports aren't as crazy unless you really went to those schools. So, for instance, if you went to St. Joe's, Villanova, or something like that, college basketball is really big to you here.
No. I'm not asking you to be a local fan. My thing is how did you even get there, bro?
So they was probably so many
good colleges. Like
I just said, but like Florida, it was at that time, it was Florida State, Miami, and Florida were the top.
And what year is this?
Team. This is probably about 93, 92-ish or whatever, 92, 93 or whatever. I became a Florida fan. My early, you know, Danny Warfel and them. Shout out to Danny Warfel. You know what I mean? Heisman Trophy winner, baby. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? National champion.
So Danny was cooking. Danny was cooking. He was like, all right, I'm gonna roll with the Gators.
So no, I was not. See, no, I didn't do that. What I did was, everyone was a Florida State fan. I don't like liking the team. You know,
so many other colleges. You don't have to go get the rival or the in state. Like, that's where I'm trying to see. Like,
bro, I developed an age.
It's like if Juju was like, oh, I'm a Georgia fan. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be a Tech fan.
That's why I like Alabama. I like Alabama because all my partners like Georgia. That's
so yeah, bro. I like them. But like I've been talking shit since I was a
conference. That's conference shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's a whole bunch of college teams. Whatever my homeboys like, I want to hate that shit so bad just because I know it's it's a game. Like, if it's real life, I got you right or wrong. You feel me?
Oh, I'm rocking with you, baby.
I'm still not letting Jerv off the hook.
No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, listen, this is the perfect time for y'all to hear that I'm a Florida fan, right? No. See, this is what you're doing, and I'm not rolling. Like my man Jason say, I'm not rolling, baby. You're not about to compare you being a Cowboys, Yankees, and all these other fans to me liking for publicly announcing that I like a college football team that has not won in a very long time. Like, it's not like we just made the playoffs, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a Florida fan. Like, what?
I would have been mad as shit if Florida actually was, like, solid and they actually won a national title and I seen this nigga with a Florida jersey and a hat on. I'd be hot. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I don't really have
You know what's crazy? The Sixers ain't done shit. You still post videos about it.
Well, hold on, bro. Ho. See, this is...
I'm just saying, brother.
You know what I'm saying? Not on the Lord's. Not on the Lord's.
I didn't say the Eagles. I didn't say the Eagles. Successful team. Successful franchise. But we talking about the Sixers. They ain't really did shit, brother. You still You play the theme song. But listen, you've been you've been rocking with these niggas in Florida since I was motherfucking 9 years old.
For 30 years.
Yeah.
This nigga literally.
We ain't seen one tweet.
We ain't seen one Gator, nothing.
Nothing.
I see nigga Duke lost to North Carolina twice, nigga, during Coach K's last tenure. And we heard more about Duke than fucking Florida. So I ain't Can I get six Mino Rolls? Thank you.
Listen, you ain't got to buy shit, dog. It's on the menu. I'll tell you that. Whether you buy it or not, it's still on the menu for purchase. And all I'm going to tell you is, I mean, like, it's cool. Like, out of all my teams, I would say Florida is probably the lesser of, like, if I had to rank. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously,
like,
obviously.
So you got the Philadelphia Flyers above them?
Nah. Because I haven't.
So why you lying to us? You don't have to lie to us.
How am I lying? Because the Flyers are because I like Florida more than I like the Flyers.
You know, you literally said this is at the bottom of the list, bro. I could keep going.
That's the only team, bro. The only team that's below them. Like, go name them all. I would love to talk about my teams. Let's talk about them.
You like Florida more than Hampton?
Yeah, definitely. Hampton more than Florida. Excuse me, Hampton more than Florida because I went to the school. Like, I mean, that's an easy question, bro. If Hampton played Duke, I'm 100% rolling with Hampton on the game.
That's a fucking lie. I don't believe that.
No, why isn't it? It's happened.
Jerv,
I've seen you
defend Duke like Jay-Z, bro.
Bro, dog. On a national base of Twitter universe or whatever you want to say, right?
What the hell is
no that? One no, wants to no, talk no. about fucking Hampton University basketball. If you want me to bore y'all with all my I talk about homecoming because homecoming is just outside and
that shit don't count. It's niggas that don't even go to schools that go to homecoming.
Okay, but athletics, like you, if I go, I'll go to the game. Like I pull up anytime they're in the area. I pull up every single time.
So if Florida came
to town, I pull up too with Gator gear on.
So wait, getting back to the topic, why don't you think that the college football picks was right?
Thank you, Jay. Because as a Florida Gator fan, it pains me to say this. I think Georgia got screwed.
You lost, nigga.
I understand, bro. They were number one in the country.
Okay.
Right? They were number one in the country. Hadn't lost all year. So yes, they should have dropped, but you trying to tell me on any given Saturday you think Texas would beat Georgia? Because I don't.
I do, actually.
Okay.
I do, actually. I think Texas is super nice. And Georgia
they got nice.
They got Brock Bauer, and it gets real thin after that. Like, their quarterback is all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They just, I don't know. They didn't have the best strength of schedule. They went up against some dogs and got beat. You feel me?
So, you talking about Georgia or Texas? Excuse me.
Georgia.
They lost one game. They didn't go up against arguably the toughest conference in America. They run through it all and lost one game.
Well, the Pac-12 might have been the toughest conference in America to keep it funky with you.
We've been telling you.
I hear you.
Telling you all year. You don't want to hear.
I hear. Look, hey, Juju. No? Juju. I hear you.
Talking about Juju. Who's in the SEC that niggas is really scared of?
Every single team.
Every team. Any ranked team.
Auburn lost to New Mexico State. What you talking about?
And guess who they almost beat last week?
Almost, it took
a miracle. No. Come on, we can't do it. It took a miracle last play, 4th and 31, for Alabama to beat Auburn last week. And that's just a bump. That's a trash-ass SEC team. Like, it's a lot of We could play games a lot, but it's SEC the strongest conference in the
What is he doing? This is when the West Coast bias shit just come out and y'all just get real West Coast.
Go down the line, Tennessee. Bro, Tennessee will beat everybody over there.
We never did no. We ain't did no West Coast bias, bro. We just saying.
Y'all never think y'all do West Coast bias. Y'all literally never do.
We haven't though. I know what the SEC first of all is elite. Don't get it twisted, but. Have some love for Pac-12, nigga. Most of the fucking quarterbacks from over all over transferred to the Pac-12, nigga. Most of the teams got a lot of transfers from other conferences this year.
But saying the SEC is better than them does not mean we're not saying the Pac-12 is trash.
If you looked at the ranked motherfucking schools in the fucking Pac-12, and you look and compare it to other
motherfuckers. We're talking about white folks' rankings and shit, bro. Put them folks on between the lines. Put Tennessee out there and put
Texas about to win this motherfucker,
Arizona,
bro.
Arizona. Put Arizona out there and then throw Alabama out there. What you think gonna happen?
But Alabama is one of the best.
Okay, throw Georgia out there.
But you just threw out one of the weakest links, bro.
Put Arizona and Washington out there, though.
Washington and Florida out there.
Who gonna win?
Well, we about to watch Washington play Alabama, and we about to see what the Pac-12 does against the SEC. I actually think Washington's a better team, though.
And when Washington do their west side, I want you to apologize on the next pod.
Exactly.
I just said I think Washington's going to win the game.
No. But I want you to apologize.
Apologize for what?
You talking to
Pac-12, nigga.
Oh, fuck out of here, nigga.
What the fuck on this goddamn microphone? I don't even know you talking to me or Jerry. I don't give a damn about that. Y'all can have a good team. Look, it's good teams all over the place. You say Washington 5. Of course, Washington got Penix. He's from Indiana. Y'all don't act like this, bro. Y'all fine. Y'all got some good people
location,
over there.
Location don't matter where you born. It's where you finish. That's it.
Yo,
can I finish my fucking like? Okay,
go ahead, look. Bro.
But y'all got it, bro.
You got it, bro.
Nah, bro. It's like, look, it's not disrespectful for us to realize that. Oh yeah, Pac-12 is. They came along. They got some good wins and some good teams this year. But just from the eye test and from just like reality, you could see that the SEC's conference. You play South Carolina any given Sunday, and you might lose Saturday. I mean. You play like every single team on the SEC could give you an L. Kentucky, you know what I mean? Like these folks can really get you one.
I feel the same about Pac-12. I personally feel the same.
So you say that the Pac-12 is better than the SEC?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
That's
not.
The whole thing that we argue.
That's what this whole thing is about.
No. We said this year, it is. This but. Year.
Yeah, I don't believe.
And I'm not saying consecutively because again,
I don't think South Carolina could really do nothing with.
They'll give you a tough Saturday afternoon.
That's all I'm saying.
I'll tell you, the only team I think Georgia would.
Been scared of them since you said it. The word Arizona out loud. Who else they got in there? Like just name the teams. That's what I want to do.
I mean, the only team Georgia would lose to.
SC can beat anybody on a given night. You know that.
That's it, bro. You. Georgia will.
They got the Heisman. Okay. You telling me you can't win a game?
I'm East Coast. I have no bias at all. I don't. I'm not on the West. I'm not in the South.
The quarterback's from the DMV, by the way.
But hold on. So you.
That matters.
In my humble opinion of just watching college football games.
Nah, nigga, don't be humble, nigga. Fuck out of here. Talk.
Fucking Georgia. Would mop the floor with damn near every team in the Pac-12 outside of Washington.
What about Oregon?
Georgia would mop the floor with anyone in the Pac-12 outside of Washington. I got to specifically say Oregon's going to get mopped because they.
Again, this conversation.
That's cool. I understand.
You're lining up the best SEC versus the best Pac-12 team. That's all you is lining up the smoke. You ain't really answering what we're saying. We're saying overall this season, Pac-12 had the best conference, the toughest schedule this season. Not the past 20 years, not the past 10 years, not the past 5 years. Everybody know that SEC is the place to be. If you got a chance to prove whoever you want to be, you know what I'm saying? That's where you want to be. You want to be where the SEC level is. But this year, a lot of people transferred into Pac-12 to make it actually make sense this season. I'm not saying you was right on Colorado losing
those games. Like, you was right on Colorado, and I owe you some money behind that. But you're not like the Pac-12 being tougher than the SEC is your take, and I'll let you have
this season.
No, I'm saying this is your take, and I disagree with that, and I agree to disagree.
No. It's not a fact. Personally. By the way, it's not a fact. I'm not.
You saying it like it's a fact? That's you tell niggas to apologize and shut the fuck up, man. That's what I'm saying.
I don't talk to nobody like that. I don't tell nobody.
Hold on. He was talking to me. He was talking to me, and he wasn't telling me shut the fuck up. I just want to make that clear. That did not happen.
I mean, I was talking to Jerv the whole time.
But I like that you was defending Jerv.
He ain't say little boy either. So stop putting all that hot sauce on this shit, my nigga. Stop putting all that hot sauce on it, my nigga.
I heard you. My bad, boy.
All I'm saying.
This nigga putting all types of seasoning on this shit, dog.
I thought all I'm saying is,
listen, when Washington wins, Jerv, I want an apology. That's it, sir. That's it.
No, because I said Washington is going to win. Like, I don't understand. I'm for the record, I'm still saying no because I said Washington should beat Bama. Why would I apologize for what I believe?
Apologize for me, Trey.
Why aren't they?
Colorado is going to win.
I'm looking at it right here. Michigan. Excuse me. I apologize. I'm sorry. I looked at it wrong. They're not even going to play Bama because Michigan going to beat probably Bama anyway.
Texas might end up beating Washington.
Texas going to win it all. That's the crazy thing about it.
Texas win it all?
No, not with the tough Pac-12. Not with the tough Pac-12. The tough Pac-12 going to lose to the SEC Texas?
How did we get to the Big 12? How did we get to the Big 12, brother?
Yeah,
you try.
I'm sorry, didn't happen yet. I'm sorry. My bad. That's a year. Look, my bad.
He trying to move things around to make it make sense. He's playing. Yeah. He's doing the Rubik's Cube right now to just make it work. You don't have to do that. The fact that you're a Florida fan, rooting for whoever, and all his other things.
Yes, Mr. Cowboy Yankee fan. Okay. I'm
a front runner, bro. I was 10 years old.
Thank you. Woo. Now that is the clip right there.
No, but
that's the first time you admitted that.
No, I've always said that though. I was I admitted to that the last time we did it. My thing was,
hey Jason, Tom, no, throw a flag on the play. This man trying to say that he agreed to that he was a front runner. He was defending. How am I a front runner? Now you just gonna try and slip in and say you were front runner.
His voice was like, I just admitted it.
No.
Like, come on, dog.
He's
Rubik's Cube in this whole fucking conversation.
Nah, y'all got me fucked up, man. Y'all got me all the way fucked up. If I could choose a team at fucking 10 years old and I go back and look at some of y'all old photos, y'all gonna be in some of them fucking jerseys. They might find Juju in a Thurman Thomas jersey and find Jason in a motherfucking Troy Aikman. I'm the wrong person on that.
I wear every jersey now. I wear teams I hate.
Yeah. but you like an LA gangbanger, bro. Like how we like hats. You know what I'm saying? You like the color, you gonna fuck with it. You go just roll with it. Like that's a hard jersey. The number and the player. I'm a personal fan of that. Speaking of which, how you rock with it.
I need a Barry Sanders jersey. I don't know if y'all seen that documentary.
I seen the doc, but Eminem ruined that shit for me, bro.
I don't know why they be having Eminem like.
Is he Detroit, bro?
I know, but I'm just saying it's like we could have had.
Is he the most famous person from Detroit?
Oh, for sure.
Big Meech.
That's a good question.
Big Meech, man.
What you mean, Big? Now you saying some nigga shit. Now you saying
Big Meech not famous,
nigga.
More famous than Eminem?
Hell, what are you talking about?
I'm just joking.
I'm the makers of Pac-12 better than
I'm being a nigga. I'm being a nigga.
Don't tie those two together, Juju.
I'm being a nigga, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
I don't know. That's a good question, though. Who is the most famous person from Detroit ever?
It might be Barry Sanders, honestly.
Barry Sanders.
Is he more famous than Eminem? That's actually a good question.
No, it's Eminem.
No, he's not. Eminem.
Why are y'all, do y'all hear yourselves? It's Eminem. It's not even a question.
No, Eminem's hella global.
No, he's
Kid Rock might be hella global, though.
No, Eminem is more popular.
Kid Rock from Detroit?
Yeah.
Detroit Rock. I don't know. They might be neck and neck.
But also, Kid Rock Motown,
say some wild shit.
Motown.
No, Kid Rock is a motherfucking Republican nigga.
I just want to make sure. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No,
that nigga shot up a whole thing of Bud Lights with a assault rifle. That boy don't give a fuck.
But he started out on some wanting to be a rapper type shit. He was the OG Wigger. Kid Rock.
Yeah. Like Pitbull.
He did the pink move. What's ain't that what the John from Philly? She came out, did the she did the hip hop songs, and then
there you go. Yeah, the LaFace.
So I just did my Googles, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see who we choosing out of this. Who is the most famous person from Detroit? One, Eminem. Mm. Two, Diana Ross. Mm. Three, Kid Rock. Or four, Berry Gordy.
Eminem.
Berry Gordy, get out of here.
Berry Gordy might be the guy.
No. Nah, you can't say Berry Gordy to a little kid right now.
There are kids in Asia that know who Eminem is.
No, Eminem is the guy.
They don't know no Berry Gordy and Diana Ross, with all due respect. Like, hood legends. Legends in the world, but just not legends over there.
Yeah, honorable mention, Anita Baker. Smokey Robinson.
Auntie pretty famous, but she's not famous.
Big Sean. John Witherspoon. Jackie Wilson. Tom Selleck.
Mustache partner.
Jay Dilla. Proof.
No.
All right.
Bizarre.
Okay.
Chris Webber. Jay LaRose.
Now, at his peak, because of what they did, obviously not now, but at his peak, Webber might have been up there just because of what Michigan was doing and how they were being put out there and throughout the world on some Nike shit. So Webber, as crazy as he is on honorable mention, obviously it's not now, but at his peak, I could probably argue that if he wasn't, you know, up there, he was close enough to Eminem.
But the music, level. I feel like, touches more people. Pause. You know, like,
right.
No, it does. I was thinking more about the times and just how they basically were the ones that sparked the whole shit. And in order for them to spark the whole shit means that they had to fucking be flaunted out there and you know.
Right. But yeah, I was gonna say about the Barry Sanders doc, it was interesting about how this nigga left the team and how he ended up retiring. Like, I don't remember him being the second all time leading rusher when he retired.
I remember that shit.
I didn't remember that that he had two like teammates that had low key like DeMar Hamlin type situations. Like one of them got paralyzed, another one like had a like cardiac arrest type situation on the field. Like,
damn.
Yeah, so that like basically he was, I guess all of his homies got traded away, like on the O-line. So that was one of the things that they were saying, because he never like really reveals it.
Shout out to that nigga daddy, bro. That nigga was like the LeVar Ball before LeVar Ball.
Oh, yeah. His pops was on.
He was getting that shit off, bro.
Yeah, for like, sure.
But he wasn't bad. That nigga said,
he was cool.
Who's the greatest running backs? That nigga said, Jim Brown, me, and my son Barry. Nobody seen no clips of this nigga, man. This nigga just threw himself in the top three. That's killer.
That's so killer.
Hey, it's rare. I heard somebody say this last week.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I heard somebody say this and it stuck with me because I can't think of it either. Is this some footage out of Thanasis Antetokounmpo earning his way into the NBA somewhere out there? Because I want to see.
Yeah. They put together the things of him in the G League and stuff like that, where he balled out in the G League. And Thanasis, he got in the league separately. I can't remember whether it was the same year as Giannis or the year after him, but he played for the Knicks.
It was the year after with the Knicks.
Yeah. He wasn't awful. Like, yeah. It wasn't like, this nigga's clearly not NBA. But also, okay, he wasn't like, this nigga's nice. No one ever said that either.
Yeah, he's never been used as nice.
It's I'm going to tell you, like, it's very, very extremely rare to be someone like, clearly you're not NBA caliber and you're on an NBA roster. Like, now, I'm not saying that there's not better. Yeah, guaranteed spot. I'm not saying there ain't niggas better than him out there. Who aren't in the league right now. Of course, I think there are, but I don't think he ain't Chris Smith level.
His role is important, though. I will tell you this.
For sure. You're keeping the best player happy. Not that.
Can we start the Bossa Nova right now?
Back, yeah, man. So like, my man earns his keep in some way, right? Like, he keeps his brother in line. That's right, you know. But wait, why are we talking about Thanasis? By the way, we were talking about someone else. We talking about Barry Sanders.
That was on me. Marijuana is a hell of a drug. So, Trey had said something, and my mind went that way, dog. That's on me.
I mean, look, it's never a bad segue. This is what the pause for. Chime in if you're ever curious. This is like the Google search, but it's the audio form with friends, nigga.
But Barry Sanders, because Jason said he didn't remember that he retired the second most yards, rushing yards in NFL history. And all I can remember is this nigga was like, you know how we say like Steph Curry is the best shooter of all time, and it's not even a debate or discussion. Like, niggas just accept that. Like, that's what Barry Sanders felt like. Like, this is the greatest running back ever. And I don't want to hear shit else. Nobody else comes close. And nobody would argue with you on that. And it's funny.
Except for Cowboys fans.
Not even.
Because they know if they had Barry on with that line and that squad.
That's the thing.
Them niggas going to have probably more championships than Emmitt.
Absolutely. Mm. And the crazy thing is, Trey, I can't remember which one of y'all said he was mad because they traded all his boys who were on the O-line. I was kind of like, oh, all right, I heard that shit. I was like, low key, I would have been like, get these bum ass niggas out of here.
Yeah. What the hell? Loyal to some weak ass niggas, man.
And Juju, that's why you said Thanasis.
You're like, that's
these niggas are with O-line just because they were his homies. That's it. There was no football reason for them to be there.
Jason, how old were you?
I did the math.
In 1999, I was 12. But okay, I was. So- I was a huge fan of Barry Sanders. I'm saying, like, I fucked with bro, and I thought he was the greatest running back. I still think he's the greatest running back of all time. I'm saying I remember him walking away early in his career, and everybody
30 years old.
Everybody being like, damn, like, this nigga was in his prime, and I didn't realize how close he was at that young age of breaking every fucking record. Like,
yeah, you know? No, he was easily by far, like, one of the most elusive. Obviously, we've seen other, you know, we got Bijan Sanders, we got, you know, a couple of motherfuckers that's just doing their west side, you know, in the backfield, but also other backs that can catch. Y'all are Daniel Tomlinson, huh?
Bijan Robinson?
But I was calling him Bijan Sanders because he's like a protege, you know.
Oh, I got what you did there.
Thank you, Judy. You was locked in with me. Thank you. Thank you, bro. But it was I think in certain points, like, right, you were 12 and like this nigga dipped off right before the year 2000. He's like, fuck it, I'm gonna go to London, which was random as hell. And just, you know what I mean? And just do his thing, right? But it was just so crazy because he was a nigga to get ahead. He ain't got no crazy injuries. He ain't got no CTE. You know what I mean?
Like, he did,
niggas couldn't tackle him.
Nigga was just doing all his shit. And you think about, like, Megatron walking away. And you think about
the niggas had two all-time great. That, you know how crazy that is as a franchise? That you had not one, but two niggas that were the elite of the elite elite say, you know what? Never mind.
I'm cool.
I'm cool. I'm good on this shit.
That's fucking nuts. If y'all haven't seen, what is it? Bye Bye Barry. Or Barry Bye Bye.
Bye Bye.
You're not watching it for that? Yo, shout out to Miles Brown. He said he turned that shit on and then he was like, oh, I'm getting excited about this shit. And then he heard the Eminem song and turned that shit off and went and took a nap.
Yo, you know what's funny about Barry is when, I don't know if y'all remember this shit. Jerv, you might because you're a little older, but like when that nigga retired, everyone was like, he'll be back. That he just need a break. Like, motherfuckers kept waiting. And then one day, like,
shit, like, he burnt out.
Barry never.
That shit was like Tupac.
The niggas were swore, right, like, oh, he'll be back. He's all right. Like, he's like, you know, he need a little time to refresh. And then it turned into, he'll be back. He just don't want to play for the Lions no more.
He's waiting his contract out.
Waiting his contract out, he got to end up somewhere else. And then I remember looking up one day, like, yo, that nigga never came back, huh?
Barry Sanders, the only nigga I ever seen that got an even all over Lil Fro the entire time I ever seen.
Yeah, that shit never grew.
That shit never grew out, and he never cut it down.
That might be the easiest haircut. I don't know who that, like, that's the nigga who we need to find. Who's Barry Sanders' barber, nigga, during Detroit? Because that nigga was stealing money, or he had the easiest job. Like, it nigga, is cool.
That nigga put a helmet over, a cold helmet, and any hairs that come up top, he just zoom, 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 take the helmet off, and the nigga back. That's it.
Like, yo,
maybe a little edge up.
No line.
Yo, just a young nigga.
That was no lineup. That nigga had the
same. A young nigga going to a barbershop and asking for a Barry Sanders cut is crazy. Let me get the Barry Sanders, my nigga.
No, if I just had hair like back in the day, I'd do that shit. I'd grow my hair out.
Barry Sanders?
Just to prove a point. After this episode, like, word, I'll bring that shit back. I do it, but you know, I can't be experimenting anymore.
Hey,
don't have those luxuries.
As we have the resident Georgian, I don't know if you consider yourself. Do you consider yourself an ATL-ian?
Me or me?
You, Juju.
Get out of here, man.
Juju.
Hey. Hold on. I got two motherfuckers.
No, it's time. It's Juju's time, dog.
Well, it's two of y'all, niggas. Juju, UGA, get the fuck out of here. That's right. And take your ass out that top four, too. Woo! Ah, to hell with Georgia.
I don't like Georgia.
But
I was going to ask it. Juju tried to say he was a Bama fan.
Hold on. This nigga right here, talking about Duke this and Duke that. Duke can suck a dick. Fucking John Shire. Get John Shire's bum ass up out of here. Yo, hey, Damon Sotomayor, Bonzi Wells, we back, baby. GT back. We back. Let's do it.
I'm a Bonzi on that coaching staff?
Bonzi on the staff, buddy. Come on now.
I like that. I like that, D. Mud.
Georgia beat y'all last week.
I'm gonna tell y'all this.
I'm not even a Georgia fan, but Georgia beat y'all last week.
Here you go.
Fuck that, nigga.
Here go the delusional shit.
Why you talking about last week? What you talking about last week? What you talking What's about history for? Nigga, we talking about today. Exactly. Today is
what
Sunday.
Is today?
Today's the day the Final Four came out for college football, and them niggas ain't in it.
Steve Martin was also a segment that we did before you got here.
Say what?
Look, we arguing this shit up and down before you got here. We done went through this shit. Look, congratulations to everybody involved. I think FSU, they should feel a certain way right now. You know what I mean? If anybody. But I think like Jerry said earlier, up and down right now, it looked good to me. You feel me?
We're gonna get some good football. I'll say that. So I'm with it. I can't complain as a fan.
All right. That's gonna do it for us today. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you tapped in, getting all that extra content for Black Trey, for Jason Madison, for Juju Gotti, for John Gervais. I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker. Go GT! Fuck Georgia.